In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. In the spiritual landscape of our lives, we dwell most often in the place somewhere between the cross and the empty tomb. When we have wonderful mountaintop experiences of coming close to God, or feeling like heaven is somehow close to us, when we experience great joy or reconciliation or return of someone who was lost, in these moments in our spiritual life, we dance before the empty tomb and Christ dances with us. These are the stories that we tell. These are the stories that we hold on to. And yet there are so many other stories, and stories that we don't like to tell. There are times in our lives when we stand in the shadow of the cross, so overcome by the depths of our own pain that we can't even look up and see the cross. Times when we feel alone, rejected, betrayed, or consumed by regret. In the face of trauma and of loss, language itself fails us. There are no words to describe just how dehumanizing violence can be. There is no way to express the depth of the grief that we are capable of feeling. In that wordless place at the cross, Christ is there. There is a question that comes to us again and again whenever we are in the midst of pain. Why, we ask, does a God of love allow there to be such suffering in our own lives and in the world? I don't know about you, but God has never answered that question for me in words. God does not answer that question with words, I believe, because words are not sufficient. God answers with an action. God's love for humanity has always been so great, so all-encompassing, that God could not allow us to suffer alone. The only possible answer to the suffering of the world is a loving God who empties God's self, becomes one of us, and experiences the devastation and abandonment of life and death. But what good is that, we may persist in asking? How does more suffering answer the question of suffering? Look. Look closer at the cross, God tells us. Look closer. Because there are not words to answer your question, look closer at the cross. Not the pain, not the trauma, but look. What else do you see? We see a Christ who forgives his murderers, who welcomes a thief, who reaches out in love to his mother and the disciple whom he loves, connecting them, forming community between them. We look closely at the cross and we see love, persistent love, love where there should only be horror, love surviving where love should die. That is who God is. Not only a God of resurrection hope, but a God of steady, persistent, unquenchable love in the midst of every level of suffering. No matter where on the spiritual journeys of our lives we may be, wherever our lives may take us, Christ is there. In the spiritual landscape of our lives, we dwell most often in the space between the cross and the empty tomb. In Jerusalem, you can visit the place, Golgotha. It's inside a massive and ancient church. At one side of the church, you ascend age-worn steps to the stone where Jesus was crucified. At the other side of the church is the place of the empty tomb, the stone from which Christ was raised. But surprisingly, there is a place in between, a place of great devotion where a stone has been erected to remember the anointing of Jesus' body. As you face that stone, to one side is the cross, and to the other side is the empty tomb. So much of our lives is lived out in that space, with tasks to do, trying to stay close to God, trying to make sense of both the joys and the pains of our life. At times, we find ourselves drawn back to the cross, and at other times, drawn to the empty tomb. But there in the middle, we are reminded of both. The wondrous mystery of the empty tomb gives us hope, hope and imagination. Hope and imagination helps us to see Christ at work even in the midst of our pain. Even when we find ourselves drawn back to the cross, that very hope and imagination is within us. The spiritual path is not a linear one that leads from cross to resurrection. We live our lives somewhere in the middle. But no matter what it is that our lives may hold, the love of Christ, the abiding, surviving, persisting, steadfast, unquenchable love of Christ is with us. We have only to pray for eyes to see it, and the imagination to glimpse the hope that it represents. Amen.